Good afternoon. Another beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England, with brilliant sunshine and surging temperatures on our way up to the middle and in some cases even upper 70s by late afternoon today. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture from the Canadian Maritimes, although some changes are in store for us beginning in the next 24 hours. That high pressure center will drift to the north and east and out of the picture, opening the door for some unsettled weather to move in from the mid-Atlantic region. Low pressure over the Carolinas will slowly creep up the coast, both at the surface and in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. As a result, clear skies this evening will give way to increasing clouds overnight. It'll be on the mild side overnight, with temperatures back into the upper 40s and lower to mid-50s. That system will move toward us during the day tomorrow, and clouds will continue to increase and thicken through the day. Any sunshine, especially across northern New York and New England, will gradually give way to those thickening clouds, and there's a good chance at late-day showers from the I-90 corridor and points south. Still, tomorrow's high should reach about 270 degrees. That system will be overhead Wednesday night and into the day on Thursday, with more clouds and scattered showers as highs reach the upper 60s before it departs on Friday. Still, there could be enough energy left to squeeze out a few showers on Friday afternoon, with highs again around 70 degrees. A brief break on Friday night, but a deep trough of low pressure building in from southern Canada into the Great Lakes will touch off more scattered showers and maybe even a thunderstorm for the day on Saturday. High temperatures will be in the upper 60s, and it looks like this system will take the better part of the day on Sunday to depart, with more showers and highs in the lower to mid-60s for Mother's Day. Right now, it looks like we'll clear things out on Monday, although it will be breezy and cooler with highs around 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of western Kansas. Isolated to scattered storm development is expected by late afternoon today as the lower levels of the atmosphere warm, causing destabilization. Though the flow aloft is forecast to be relatively weak along most of the high plains, a small zone of enhanced winds should result in a small area of shear supportive of rotating updrafts producing hail and wind. And unsettled weather is expected across the western U.S. today as a cutoff low slowly makes its way inland toward the Four Corners region. Widespread showers and thunderstorms are expected over California, the Great Basin, and Central Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Entiat, Washington, to a low of 23 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the middle 70s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44, the record high, 92, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:03 p.m., 14 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the middle 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the middle 70s. Increasing clouds in the Catskills tonight, clear elsewhere with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the middle 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers by late in the day, and highs around 70. More clouds and showers on Thursday in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy on Friday, still the risk of a few showers with highs again around 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy Saturday, showers perhaps, a thunderstorm in the upper 60s to around 70. Lower to mid-60s with showers on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy. And a mix of sun and clouds drying it out on Monday, breezy and cooler with highs around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.